Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee, proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Yeah, let's go. Can't take our spirit away. Cannot take our spirit away. We're at Lee's Summit tonight, off Rice Road. Lee's Summit, Hy-Vee East location, one of our favorite locations. We've had some really memorable shows here in a beautiful setting, lakeside here at the Lee's Summit Hy-Vee, again, Rice Road. Come and find us, just not far off 291 Highway. Great to have you all here tonight. Now, difficult circumstances, losing 31-28 to the Jacksonville Jaguars. In the last 30 seconds of the game, but you know the kingdom rules. Those of you who are veterans here, and we've got the veterans here tonight. The geeks are here. Autograph geek. Snowstorm Sandy. Walked uphill two times, both ways, to go to a game in the snow. Cindy Lou Who from Whoville. This is starting her time of year a little bit. And, of course, the Redcoaters are here in full force tonight. Hey, hey, Paula and her guard is here tonight. So, an award-winning Lee's Summit writer, Fred Liggett, is here tonight. He's written many books and won many awards covering all these area teams, so it's great to have you all out here tonight. That game was a rough one, gut punch or lower, if you will, and still, Kingdom Rules is we don't snivel or whine. We got to push on because it's a short week. It's Tuesday night, although it kind of feels like a Monday and a Tuesday all in one day. But we got to get ready now for Sunday night football against probably the best team right now in the National Football League, the Detroit City Lions, who don't have any weakness that I can see. But anyway, we'll take them on. Now, there were some good things in that loss last night, and we're going to talk with head coach Andy Reid, actually hear from Pat Mahomes tonight too, and then I'm going to get into the Tyquan Thornton emerging story with him just continuing to move forward to be a real threat and a weapon for Patrick Mahomes in our offense, as he was again last night. Yeah, absolutely. So we had won 22 straight games with a 14-point lead, and that went away last night. It was the second longest streak in the league, second only to the Detroit Lions at 26. That is unhuge. But when you get 476 yards of offense, including 158 yards in rushing and a 33-yard run by Kareem Hunt and a 17-yard run by Isaiah Pacheco, and probably the best game our offensive line has had since the, I don't know, Super Bowl 57 against the Eagles, the no-sack game, that was huge. Yes, it was. Patrick Mahomes, his 49th, 300th passing game, all five regular season games now against the Jaguars that Pat has played against those guys. He has had at least 300 yards passing in every one of those games. Now, he's closing in on another record. This is really just his eighth season. Remember, he apprenticed for a year. In his eighth season, though, he's got those 49 300-plus yard passing games. Drew Brees, formerly the Saints, has the record. He had 57 in 11 years, and Pat is cruising in on that to crush it. But anyway, Pat had a great game, 318 yards passing, 60 yards rushing, 378, do the math. That was
huge.
But when you get a team that is 36 inches from scoring, just look at it. I mean, you're 3 feet away from getting a touchdown, and Trevor Lawrence reaches out the ball, but good old Nick Bolton pops it out, right? M-I-Z? Yeah. Knocks it out. Fumble recovery, George Karlaftis. No, they did not get in. End up being a 14-point swing. That's when Nick Bolton was able to put the hammer down, baby. And we're going to need all the hammers you can find to take on the Detroit City Lions here in this Sunday night game, because they are a stout group. Also, Matt Araiza, four punts inside the 20. Probably his best game. He flipped the field twice. He gave us a chance to win that game. And it was right there as we got Kareem Hunt with two rushing touchdowns and to take a 28-24 lead. And you're thinking they need a touchdown, and meh, they got a touchdown. But anyway, Trevor Lawrence looked like Michael Vick, and that is history. But anyway, we're moving on now and getting ready for the Detroit City Lions. 13 penalties, ouch, 109 yards, 9 in the second half, 4 on special teams. Not usually our MO. But we're going to clean all that up and beat Detroit and get back to 3-3 after 6 games, and then we'll bring back Rashi Rice to join the party. All right? Yeah. So we got to get fired up for this Sunday night football game. We just go from one primetime stage to another. That's kind of where we're at in this era, and that's fine. We'll take them on, even with one less day to get ready. But this Kingdom Show and all of your spirit gets us ready. Now, the one good thing about the offense getting to going now with 37 points last week, 28 this week, and you see it starting to click, right? Run game, passing game. I'll talk about Tyquan Thornton after the break, after we hear from Coach. But it also means you score big savings with Hy-Vee. Have you noticed how this works? The more points we get, the more you save. That's right. Big savings with Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. Big points mean even bigger savings. Just shop Hy-Vee the day or night after a game. I see a lot of you that will shop after the show. It turns into a date night for you. That's so awesome. Earn a fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs score, 28. And based on the amount you spend, 28. If the Chiefs score 28 points, you save 28 cents a gallon with any $28 purchase. Best deal on the planet, or in the solar system, actually. And it's the more we score, the more you save. It's cool by putting it together by Hy-Vee. So win or lose, everyone scores the day after a Chiefs game only at Hy-Vee. So we got to get ready. We got to get fired up. We know we got the best coach. I mean, our coach is a Hall of Fame coach. And you'll hear me say it, but we denied him the chance to get his 24th Monday night victory. He's second all-time in NFL history with 23 Monday night wins. Only Don Shula has more. And Coach had a shot at getting one more last night, but we didn't get it done. But nobody's working harder. Talk about sleep deprived. Some of us got naps. You know Coach doesn't sleep. He sleeps one eye open at a time, like a dolphin, half brain at a time. And so he's going to get us ready to go to beat the Detroit City Lions. So thanks for coming out tonight. Gary Stills is our scheduled guest, former All-Pro, special teams guy. And great for the double nickel to do it, because this is a night we're going to talk to him about special teams, since it's kind of a hot topic, right, in the kingdom today. And so we'll chat with Gary, because he made a Pro Bowl with the Chiefs as a special teamer and then set a record when he became a Raven with special teams tackles. So he made a living out of it, and we need his expertise tonight, so to speak. So the double nickel, 55, Gary Stills will be with us after Coach, but we will hear from head coach Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Tickets for Less is your trusted choice for tickets to every Chiefs game. With the best prices and no service fees at ticketsforless.com. There's nothing that beats the atmosphere at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. And Tickets for Less makes being there easy. Plus, upgrade your game day with the all-inclusive VIP tailgate, featuring food, drinks, and the ultimate pregame party in Kansas City. Secure your Chiefs tickets now at ticketsforless.com. And don't forget to save big with promo code ChiefsRadio.
The Chiefs Kingdom Radio Show is brought to you by Window World, official window company of the Kansas City Chiefs. In over 20 years in business, they have improved the look and thermal efficiency over 50,000 customers in Kansas City. Window World is now offering up to 36 months same-as-cash financing with approved credit. If you have any questions or would like a free in-home estimate, call 816-799-0820 or visit online at windowworld.com. Window World, simply the best. For less.
Flu season is here. Get your flu shot today at your local Hy-Vee pharmacy. It's easy, convenient, and no appointment is necessary. Plus, when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, earn a 20-cent fuel saver. That's right, a 20-cent fuel saver. Get your flu shot when it's convenient for you. Schedule online or just stop by your Hy-Vee pharmacy. No appointment necessary. Help your family stay healthy. Get your flu shot and get a 20-cent fuel saver only at Hy-Vee. See store for details. Some restrictions apply.
For years, everyone thought Verizon had the best network, because they did. But now the best mobile network in the U.S. is T-Mobile. T-Mobile's network has the most advanced 5G, with more towers, and their signal reaches further than ever. So you can text and Insta-talk and say, you won't believe where I am.
T-Mobile has the best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025. See T-Mobile.com/network.
This is Dana Hughes. In Kansas City football, we honor tradition, but we always look forward to what's next. That's why I'm all in for Flight by Yuengling. It's brewed by the oldest brewery in America, but built for today. 2.6 carbs, 95 calories, crisp, clean, and full of flavor, just the way a light beer should be. It's got the legacy and the stats to back it up. Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer and the official beer of Dane & Hughes. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Third down and goal to go at the 2-yard line for the Chiefs. 4:07 to go, first quarter, no score. Mahomes in the shotgun, sprint out action. They flood the near side, caught, touchdown, Kansas City. Kelce with the touchdown, and Juju Smith-Schuster, every one of those red zone touchdowns last week, Juju did something to affect the play, just did it again.
And welcome back to our Chiefs Kingdom Show, this special Tuesday night edition after Monday Night Football and the Chiefs' 31-28 loss last night to the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Chiefs now 2-3 on the season. Again, we're at the Hy-Vee and Lee's Summit East location, the Rice Road location. And a reminder that barbecue and football, there's not a better duo, and the KC Takeaway sandwich is back. Thin sliced ham, fresh pulled pork, tender burnt ends, pepper jack cheese, Creole seasoning, it's the best. Score this sandwich plus hand-cut fries, just $10 at the Kansas City Metro Hy-Vee locations, and a portion of the proceeds from every sandwich sold will benefit Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Kansas City. So tough loss and a tough week ahead. It's a short week, as already we're at Tuesday night, and arguably the best team in the NFL in 2025 is visiting GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium because the Detroit Lions come visiting, and now it's Sunday night football on the horizon. Our Chiefs analyst, Dana Hughes, did catch up with head coach Andy Reid and got some reaction from the future Hall of Fame head coach. And Andy Reid was thwarted on getting his 24th win on Monday Night Football. He's second in NFL history, only behind Don Shula in Monday Night Football wins.
Coach, hard-fought game, tough breaks.
Yeah, listen, Dan, I mean, you know how this thing goes. You have 14 penalties, 13 penalties, whatever we end up having to their four. I mean, that's a tough ask, and we've got to be more disciplined, whether they were right or wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, I've questioned a few, but we'll see when we look at the tape on it. But it is what it is. They called them, so you got to overcome that and be a little bit more disciplined.
And the Jaguars coming in 3-1. It wasn't someone anybody was overlooking. You guys fought to the end, and they fought to the end. They that's kind of been the nature of the beast for them this year. How good was this matchup and everything that unfolded?
Listen, they did a nice job. I mean, Liam's got that team playing well. The quarterback made some big plays. Defense had the interception. So, you know, we've got to take care of the ball. We can't have the penalties, You know, so it's hard to win in this league, even with the stats. And, you know, we outstatted them, but you can't do that.
Yeah, you mentioned the stats. That was my next question. 7 yards plus per rush, 7 yards plus per pass. I mean, everything seemed to be clicking on offense, but against a good team, as you mentioned, you can't have those miscues.
Yeah, you can't. So penalties, and it takes all three phases. I mean, special teams has got to do their part. Offense has got to do their part. Defense has to do their part. You know, we're a team, and, you know, so we've got a good team coming in here. We got to get ready for them.
Coach, you mentioned, I know in my days it was about a midnight rule. And midnight, you put it behind you, prepare for next week. Is that pretty much the same sentiment?
That's a good rule to have. Yeah, so it's a short week. We got to move on, learn from it, and move on.
All right, thanks for your time, Coach.
All right, Dan.
We also captured some additional thoughts from Coach Reed on the game. Now, the loss epitomized what is going on a week-to-week, almost game-by-game situation in the National Football League, the increasingly razor-thin margins between winning and losing every week in the league. Coach Reed now gives some perspective.
You know, it's a game, when you talk about game of inches, it's a game of inches, and 35 had a chance right there. He was right in perfect position, and he was off by an inch, and they made the catch, and, you know, that happened. So I still got to bow up and stop him. We didn't get that done.
The play the coach is referencing there in the game of inches was Jalen Watson's near interception that would have essentially stopped the game. But hey, there was good and bad in this game. As Coach mentioned, the good for the offense. They averaged nearly 8 yards per play, the best in almost 2 years. Patrick Mahomes had 378 all-purpose yards on a night where the Chiefs' offense had 476 yards of offense. And the running game was a positive. Kareem Hunt peeled off a 33-yard run. He had two bashing touchdowns, one to give the Chiefs the lead at 28-24 with a minute 45 to go in the game. And Isaiah Pacheco had a 17-yard run earlier in the game. Now, Patrick Mahomes reflected after the game. There are plenty of things, positive things, to build on to get ready for the Lions.
I mean, offensively, we did a great job in certain parts of the game. I mean, when we weren't hurting ourselves and getting penalties or throwing interceptions or anything like that, I mean, we moved the ball and we were able to move the ball down the field quickly. And so I thought the offensive line did a great job. When they're playing like that, it's easy for me to kind of survey the field. And all of a sudden, guys that were second, third, fourth reads in the progression. And so if they keep doing that, we'll keep putting up points. You know, we just got to find a way to win games there at the end.
But again, there were challenges. The offense had a chance to seize the game with possible back-to-back possessions to end the second quarter and start the third. But possession four was a three and out. Possession five was a three and out. And of course, the 99-yard pick six was devastating. By Devin Lloyd, it was the longest by a linebacker since Super Bowl 43, and that was a crushing blow. Yet the offense is starting to click, and the offensive line had one of its best games since Super Bowl 57 against an aggressive Jaguar front. Now, one place where things are starting to move forward for the offense is with Tyquan Thornton, who continues to make plays on a consistent basis. But as the speedy young wide receiver progresses, he is getting plays in different ways and especially earning Patrick Mahomes' trust.
First and 10, Kansas City will be under center this time with Mahomes at its own 22-yard line. Forced a three and out against the Jags on the first drive. Now Mahomes stays in the pocket. He'll scramble, dumps it late, floats it near side, caught at the near side 40. And will be tackled. That's Tyquan Thornton after a 24-yard gain. Mahomes got right to the chalk line, right to the blue chalk line, and delivered the ball, not going past the line of scrimmage. A gain of 24. Foyaluakon tackling for Jacksonville.
Oh, Y.A. Tittle jump pass there by Patrick Mahomes. Has such great awareness. His peripheral vision on point. Knows exactly where he was on the field, behind the line of scrimmage. Finds the open receiver.
You always know it's a good play.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver.
Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, if you hear Dana and Hughes chuckling in the background. Now, moving forward, if teams are going to blitz the Chiefs and play cover zero man-to-man on the back end across the field, the Chiefs' speedy receivers can exploit that strategy. And Tyquan Thornton did exactly that last night, knowing the right approach to execute a big play against a cover zero blitz.
Chiefs are right in the middle of the pack in the NFL, right in the middle in third down conversion percentage. They have third and nine here at the Jaguar 38-yard line. Kelce goes to a stand-up tight end position on the near side of the field. Here comes a blitz by the Jaguars. Mahomes throws it against zero man-to-man coverage. Caught, coming back to the ball. Thornton comes back to the ball at the six-yard line. Man-to-man coverage. Tyson Campbell was back on an island with Tyquan Thornton, and Thornton finds the ball for 32 yards.
Just more maturity for the young, speedy wide receiver, Tyquan Thornton. And then finally, for the increasing impact of Mahomes to Thornton, it's spatial awareness for the young receiver to know, depending on the route and Patrick's reactions, where to go to make a catch, and knowing where he's at related to the sideline and the defense covering him.
Now the Chiefs roll out, spinning about 270 degrees, Mahomes. Now the protection breaks down. He'll throw it right side of man, open at the 15. It's Thornton again, inside the 10. Tyson Campbell lost coverage. Mahomes took the snap and spun 270 degrees, kept the play alive, and hits Tyquan Thornton for 33 yards to the Jacksonville 9.
Remember, it's a good thing if you hear Dana Hughes chuckling after a play. Defensively, there were goods and bads. Three sacks by the Chiefs. The Jags had only given up three in the first 4 weeks. Nick Bolton was all over the field, 12 tackles. And his forced fumble of Trevor Lawrence trying to stretch the ball across the goal line was an all-pro play by the veteran Chiefs linebacker. Later, Trent McDuffie's third career interception gave the Chiefs a chance to tie the game at 21 apiece. And yet, challenges. Trevor Lawrence looked like Lamar Jackson in this game, or Michael Vick. Double-digit scrambles. Two of them led to the first Jags touchdown. And then Lawrence later would have two rushing touchdowns himself, including the game winner where he slipped on the field but able to get back up and score the TD for the Jags to give them the 31-28 victory. Special teams, as Coach Reed said, good and bad. Matt Araiza might have had his most effective game yet punting. Four punts inside the 20. A field-flipping 55-yard punt near the end of the second half. But penalties. There were 13 all told in this game against the Chiefs for 109 yards. But nine of those were in the second half, and four were by the special teams units alone. So tipping points there in favor of the Jaguars in the special teams category. And the last two scoring drives, the Jags started the drives at their 41 after a long kickoff return, and at the 40 for the game-winning drive with a kick out of bounds. But it's a short week, tough opponent. The Lions loom, and the focus is to go 1-0 this week to get to 3-3 and then welcome Rashee Rice back. When we return, a perfect former Chief guest to have to talk special teams and how to fix it for the Lions. We'll have former Chiefs linebacker and special teams ace Gary Stills after this. Again, we're at the Hy-Vee and Lee's Summit East location at Rice Road. I'm Mitch Holtis, and you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Now the Jags at 6'6", 220. Lawrence a threat to sneak it here. Fourth down and goal to go at the one. He will sneak it. Stretching the football out, and now the ball is loose. The Chiefs say they've got the football at the one. Did the Chiefs knock it out? They did. They hold and get a fumble recovery. The 73rd giveaway by Trevor Lawrence since he entered the league. He tried to stretch the football out over the goal line, and it got popped out at the very end of the play. It looked like Nick Bolton popped it out. Welcome back to the Hy-Vee and Lee's Summit East, just off Rice Road. Our Chiefs Kingdom Tuesday night edition after Monday night football. And we're getting ready for Sunday night football with the Detroit City Lions coming to town. And again, Nick Bolton with that punch out. So good. That guy was all over the field with 12 tackles. And he was able to put the hammer down, baby. You've got it. One more prompt tonight before I introduce the guest. And we know big plays are huge. But this is a big game because the Detroit City Lions a couple years ago, whoops, got to get around the monitor here. They
they kind of changed things around because fourth down used to be an automatic punt. And Detroit changed things a couple years ago because Dan Campbell, it's like the Army head coach Jeff Monken said, we get four downs to advance the ball, right? So the league has changed. In fact, last year there was a 57% success rate on going for it on fourth down. Now, before fourth down, it's third down. But then it becomes fourth down. You've put it out. You can put it online. The fact that we brought the down marker tonight, just to make it real for everybody. The Chiefs, of teams that have gone for it at least 10 times this year, are number one in the NFL, making it 9 out of 10 times. Remember, it's unless it's fourth down. All right, there we go. We got that down and ready to go because here comes Detroit, and they're a really aggressive coach, but they've got a really good team. All right, the perfect guest to have tonight after losing that game in the last 30 seconds, but also because we're looking at special teams tonight and getting ready for the Lions is a guy that I had the pleasure of calling his games. He was really an incredible impact special teams player. He made the Pro Bowl in 2003 for us as a special teams player. In the last couple years of his career, he was with the Baltimore Ravens. He set the all-time Ravens record for special teams tackles. And then also an outstanding linebacker, and we'll get into his family because his sons are big time. Sorry to get that right. I was going to say offspring. But anyway.
Same thing.
We got it. Ladies and gentlemen, the double nickel, Gary Stills. Yeah. Jeremy from our Chiefs, he's our liaison with our alumni group, and our ambassador said, do you want Gary Stills? And I said, heck yeah, I want Gary Stills. It's great to see you, my brother.
Appreciate you, man. This is our first interview.
So yes, it is.
Thank you, man. Thank you for allowing me, man.
It's cool to have you here. But you played in the league for 10 years, so
yes.
You went through games like last night. What did you see when you observed that game and how you fight back from it?
I saw some mistakes. I saw some great plays. I saw some young men working hard to get there, and we just came up short at the end. So I can give it to Trevor Lawrence. He worked hard to get that last play. They almost thought he had him on the ground, and he wanted it. So I'm gonna give him credit for that.
And when you see the ball go to the ground, I even thought about it. I go, this is a good thing. Like we're gonna smash this dude. But is there even a You have a moment where you're going, well, this is a good thing, but it's a surprising thing. But then he just kept playing. How much can that be a factor in reacting and then go ahead and making the play defensive?
I mean, when I think about it, I say, you know, who wanted the most? But at the end of the day, sometimes the universe says, oh, you got to have it. I didn't look at it as some guys giving up or not putting in a lot of effort, you know. He had the right path to it, so he made it. I'm not gonna say nobody slacked off. He earned it. I really thought he was on the ground, and then he showed a different angle, and I'm like, this guy's still moving, and then right in there.
Well, and you bring up an excellent point because we look at things myopically, like fans do in a fan base. So we look at it from our standpoint, but there are times. How many times you got to go, okay, that dude made a heck of an effort on that
yes.
play. And his ability to run last night, which was a surprise.
Yes.
Because you think Jalen Hurts will do it, and you think that, oh, I don't know, that Lamar Jackson will do it. But we weren't thinking Trevor Lawrence was going to do it.
Some quarterbacks really, I mean, whenever they got to play against Patrick, they really know they got to come with the A game. Because, you know, everybody's looking at him because actually he's the best quarterback I've seen since I've laid eyes on football. And then you got a young guy like, you know, Trevor Lawrence, you know, you playing against this guy. Same thing when Patrick was going up against Brady. You know, Patrick knew he had to come with his A game, and he did. And all these other quarterbacks, you know, they're trying to do the same thing. So,
Gary Stills, our guest tonight, a special teams player and defensive player for 10 years in the National Football League, a record setter and a Pro Bowler. The special teams, especially the penalties in the second half. Walk us through when you're – let's take coverage and then let's take blocking. Let's start with you. You did everything. You were four core players. Let's start with the difficulties of covering kicks. And what do you think of the new dynamic kickoff rule? You like it?
I didn't like it when I first saw it. But then I thought, I said, if I had a guy that close to me, I would make all the tackles. So you'll add 30, 40 more tackles to my career if I had a guy that close to me. So now if they kick the ball to the other side of the field, I might have to take a different angle, but I'm sure I'll make it. But they're just trying to, you know, cut back on the injuries. You know, those L3s on the kickoff team would get knocked out setting up the wedge. So it was a safety factor. I don't like it, but they changed it and for the good.
So explain the L3 so everybody knows, because those special teams plays are just like offense or defense. Everybody's got a job to do. It's not just run down willy-nilly. What is the role? Have you seen the roles change from, like, it's an L3 in the old rules and these current rules?
Well, the position is still the same. When you got the kickoff, you know, the kicker's just behind you. You have L1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then you have R1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're still in the same spot. They just, you know, push the a lot more closer to the actual return team. And it just coming from left to right. You know, and when they were come kicking off from the 35-yard line, them guys are running down. Actually, my first concussion was my first game as a Chief player. They had the 300-pound offensive lineman as the wedge, and I ran in there, and I've never done it again since. But, yeah, so it was pretty much a good safety factor. So, yeah.
So that didn't go so good.
And I changed up the way I played. So what I did was I started to, you know, use my speed, you know, moving right to left and shuffling, boom. So they couldn't catch me, ran around them, you know, split them, split the double team, made the tackle.
But in defense, we talk about know your role, know your job, do your job. Don't get out of your lane or that could pose problems. This yes. week against Detroit, they got two runners now. Mm-hmm. You know, Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, these guys have – teamed 14 times, they've had at least one touchdown each in a game. That's the best since Moose Johnston and Emmitt Smith of the Cowboys in the 90s. That's what we got coming in here Sunday night. But let's say on kickoff coverage, the importance of doing your job and staying in your lane. And how many times are you tempted to kind of veer out of your job and what that leads to or potential problems?
Well, I used to veer out of my job, but what I would do is I would play off my guys. The guys that were faster than me, I let them run down there first. And then I would play off of, you know, depending on where the return was going. So I use a lot to my advantage because I would study special teams, like going into an offensive defensive meeting. And that's probably why I made a lot of plays, because I took everything serious. So, yeah.
That's why he's in the Pro Bowl, right? That's why he did it. And that was huge. And, I mean, there's guys that have made – you did it. Made livings, I think, a Slater. For New England. I mean, mm-hmm. He played his whole career, almost 20 years, doing just special teams. And I don't mean just special teams. It's so important. Now let's go to the return side, because now you're on the, now you flip it over. Instead of you going down and doing your job and getting the dude, now you're blocking for the guy coming behind you. What's the key there? Because we had three penalties of our four last night were on returns. And so that's devastating. They're half the distance. The penalty, you're starting a drive deep in your own territory.
Well, I can say I saw the mistakes that the young man made in trying to block, but I think he just wasn't taking. You got to take away the angle. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, when Dante Hall was running at that time, you know, we would take angles away if it was a right or a left, or is there a return, bounce right. They're squared. And anytime you're squared up at that particular point, the guy has a two-way go. You don't know where the ball is. So if you know it's a right return, you can bait him left, but you have to create – where he has to run through you and not around you. And that's where he made a mistake at twice.
Oof. You had Dante, though. What was that like?
Well, with that guy, I said he didn't need all of us out there. He would just, I mean, we would sometimes turn around and be like, you know, the refs, us, everybody else in the stadium, we watching him do his thing. You know what I'm saying? So that's how electrifying he was. It was very, very hard to block for him. You know what I mean? But once you made your initial block, he did the rest.
But how tempting was it, right, whether Dante or non-Dante returning, to you're thinking, ooh, I could hold here just to count. Maybe I won't get caught, or a block in the back. How many times did you have to just let up and go, not this time?
Well, you know, you got to get your hands in the right position and punch. You know, it's cheating when you have to grab a dude and let him take you. You know, you give him that boom. Punch him right in his chest, punch him in the shoulder if you want him to go that way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You punch him in his right, the shoulder, right across from you. You know, you don't try to square up with a guy that can actually see the ball. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You have to put him where you want him. And, you know, these guys nowadays, they're letting the cover guy dictate. No, you don't do that. Only I was able to do that, so. Yeah. Sorry.
That's why they're doing it now, because they watch you. They watch Gary Still's tape. Like, don't watch Gary's tape. He was really good, but he did it the wrong way. No, you were incredible. I mean, Dante's crazy return, the 93-yarder against the Broncos, which everybody's watched that one, right? He's going backwards. No, no. Talk about that play and what you were doing on that play, because I remember he got free, and then like, oh my gosh, this is like one of the greatest plays of all time.
Sometimes you got to wait. Like, you're going back, he's going back and forth. Is any moment that you can block in the back, penalty holding, because this guy, you might think you got him, and then you push him, he jumps, so you just wait, and he did it. And then when he waited, that's why it was like three of us running with him. So we was like, good job, Dante. You covered us, man. I think that's the most electrifying return in NFL history.
I'm with you.
I mean, he was rolling.
Everybody remember that? Yeah. And you were able to make so many key blocks, not just on that return, but others. You were able to, let's do it right here. You were able to put the hammer down.
That's it, baby. Yes, sir.
You got it. But and you were able to make some key tackles. But for the fans to understand how difficult special teams coverage or blocking is in two of the four phases of special teams, you're doing this in space. This isn't like a line of scrimmage and you've got a 5 to 7 to 10 yards. You're doing this in the span of the whole field. How difficult is that? And then how much have you seen athleticism become more part of special teams as the years go on?
Well, my approach to it was I had to find out what my alternative learning curve was. And that's what made it different. I said, look, when things are in space, I was able to bring it in. Mm-hmm. And while I'm running down on kickoff, I can see this guy coming to try to block me. I can see where the wedge is being set up. And I can see if a guy has kind of missed his block to come back and crack me. And once I learned that, because it was, I think, 2001, Frank Gans Jr., he came in the locker room and got on me hard. I don't know why he did it. And that's the time when I took it serious. I think I made 20 tackles in preseason.
Wow.
In 2001. And then ever since then, I made it a point to break the record every year. So I am the 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 special team leader in Tennessee.
That's awesome. That is huge.
You gotta know what you do well. Hmm. And sometimes you can't coach it or teach it. You can't coach sometimes what you do well because, you know, I got sons. I tried to in a lot of sense, but they wind up doing their own thing. So I found out what I did well and took it upon myself to apply it to football, and it made it, you know, and it worked out for me.
Again, Gary Stills is our guest tonight. Outstanding linebacker, but really a special teams extraordinaire player. What was it like when you got named to the Pro Bowl? In 2003, they put you on the AFC Pro Bowl team as a special teams player. What was that like for you?
I said, I'm one of the best now. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think that I was going to be a Pro Bowl specialty. Coming out of college, I'm Pro Bowl linebacker, you know, wanted to be like Derek Thomas, which was the defensive end. And then over the course of that 4 years before I made it to the Pro Bowl, I said, you know what, this was my calling. And then I was able to see, like, you know, other things that I could do and who I was playing with. So I was like, wow. I am, like, literally one of the best in the world. And that's what, you know, My mom was there. My family was proud of me. I was more happy for that, just being one of the best in the world.
Did you go back to Frank Gans Jr.? We called him Crash. Did you go back to Crash and go, hey, how am I doing?
No, I'm going to tell you what, because after a while, he was on me so much that where it's like, whether I was doing well or not, he all like, if I didn't punch eye level and above with a two-step rerun, if I didn't one-step, everything that he taught me was in words. And then I applied those words to the field, you know what I'm saying? And then triangulation and leverage, he would tell me, show me, and then I would do it. So we're so tight. Actually, he called me, 2 weeks ago?
You know, serious?
Yeah, he's down in Texas. So, he never said, you know, you're doing well. He just said, hey, pretty much it's not enough. You know, it's Frank Gans Sr., you know?
He
was hard on me. Frank Gans was hard on me. Yes, so yeah. I can't say it. And I appreciate him being hard on me because actually, you know, I like pressure. I like, you know, don't make it easy for me.
Well, you're one of the best, so Crash did his job.
I didn't know his name was Crash.
Oh, yeah, we called him Crash.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to call him when I leave.
Yeah, say, hey, Crash, what up? Yeah. And then you went on to the Ravens. And watching you from afar or close when we played you, you set a record for the Ravens. You have the record for us and the Ravens.
Yeah, I was a little upset, you know, in that year. You know, going out, of course, playing with Ed Reed and you know, Terrell Suggs and Ray Lewis, you had to really be one of the best because them guys play hard and they were very, very passionate. So when I went out there, I said, you know, because the special teams that Frank Gans can put together, like here we had Quentin Caver, Monty Bison, Derek Blaylock, you know, we had a bunch of guys that just will play offense and defense and special teams and do very, very well. Just as well as, you know, I had to play defensive end too. I was like 230 pounds. But going to Baltimore, I enjoyed it because, you know, I'm from New Jersey, so I was able to go back and forth home. And them guys were different out there.
So if Ed Reed came over to your locker, you're going to, pay attention.
Yeah, he was like right next to me, actually.
Oof. Those were great players. Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yes, sir.
Our guest tonight is Gary Stills, the outstanding special teams extraordinary player and also a linebacker for the Chiefs and the Ravens. We come back, though. It didn't stop with Gary's NFL career. You'll find out why when we come back. This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
First down and goal to go at the 9. Pacheco's at the running back position. They slam him into the line. No, they fake it to him, and Mahomes keeps it and goes in. Great fake by Mahomes on an RPO. Faking me out and keeping the ball for a 9-yard touchdown. What a superb fake by Pat Mahomes, and the Chiefs have a 97-yard drive for a touchdown.
Welcome back. Love it when Pat fakes me out, especially getting touchdowns. I love it. Again, we're at Lee's Summit Hy-Vee, the east location just off Rice Road, and a big shout-out to the United States Postal Service. We see him back there with his family. It can be rain, shine, snow, sleet, just like Snowstorm Sandy, walking uphill both ways to go to the game. You're going to hear me talk about this all week, especially with the Detroit City Lions coming to town, because it's...
third down.
Or it's...
fourth down.
The Lions started going for it on fourth down, so are we. We're 9-10. Have you noticed that as a defensive player, you almost have to play four-down football now?
Yeah, I even see it sometimes. I'd be like, go for it, you know. I'm like, go for it, because I see where, you know, if you can't get one or two yards, then, you know, but if you back too far, you got to go ahead and make that wrong mistake, and their field position is amazing. You don't like it.
Yes, it is. Gary had an incredible career. Again, Gary Stills is our guest tonight. Incredible career, 10 years, Pro Bowler, record holder with us and the Ravens. But it didn't stop with Gary because, he went to West Virginia.
Yes.
And those fans are awesome. They're also crazy. Been there. I've been to Morgantown. They're crazy now, dude. They're crazy. But two sons. who have been fantastic players, including a son who's a member of the Arizona Cardinals.
Yes, sir.
Tell
yes,
us
sir.
About that. Yes, sir. Too.
So my son Darius, he actually played for the Raiders. He played for the Raiders, and
there's that, a lot of fathers in here. We've all, you know, we all got them. Yeah.
And then he signed with the Kansas City Chiefs too. So, but you know, he had a back injury that herniated disc that really shut that down. So now he's coaching at Fairmont State University. You know, with his family, got two granddaughters with a grandson on the way. He should be here in about 2 weeks. So that'll be my third grandchild.
What do they call you? You got a cool grandpa name, or you just Grandpa Gary?
Just Papa. That's what I like.
My Papa's good.
I like that.
They don't call you Double Nickel or 5'5".
Actually, but they can't, because you know their uncle Dante. He's been 55 since he was high school, college. Because both my sons went to West Virginia University as well, and he was 55 there. I was 55 there, and he plays for the Arizona Cardinals. This is his third year. He's 55 there, so. He took the double nickels. I can't do nothing with it. So yeah, he's doing real well. He's in his third year, you know. And So I told my son, I said, you gotta have a boy. We gotta continue this. So when he had my two granddaughters, I said, look at your wife. You gotta get on again. Now we need another one. So.
You know that
got
works.
A grandson.
You get three granddaughters. That's what it's going to be.
No, grandson.
He's coming. All right,
young man. He'll be here in at least about 2 weeks.
You know? But those granddaughters get you now.
Yeah,
you
know, so you know how sweet and beautiful and nice and kind till they're about 14.
Then they start dunking on you, hitting threes in a pickup game.
By that time, I'm gonna be like, look, whatever. If whatever you break, I done broke it already. Come on, grandbaby, come on.
Oh, so cool. But they love their grandpa.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to try to keep that going. You know, you got to. I love my nieces, my daughters. I want to make sure, you know, I get old, I need somebody to come visit me. You got to keep them daughters, because them sons, they going about their business.
No question. That's cool. How often do you get to see Dante play?
I like watching him on TV, but I'll go out there. I went to the Chiefs game. Mm-hmm. I went to the Chiefs game, Chiefs in Arizona game, and I had on a Arizona Cardinals jersey. Ran into Brett Veach. He said, "Yo, I'll give you a pass." I said, "I can't be at an Arizona game without my son's jersey on." He said, "All right." When I saw Clark, I kind of ducked past him. Yeah, so that was cool. And you know, I'll go out to about three or four games during the season. You know.
That's awesome.
And watch him play, but I like watching him play on TV so I can watch and study. So then whenever he gets, look, Dad, what I do? And then I rip him, and then we go on. It's been a tradition ever since high school.
So what Crash did to rip you, you know, you're ripping your son.
Well,
it's different.
Well, what they do now is like, you know, it's more of a technique thing. You know, I like, you know, just and do this right. You might not make the play because it ain't always about you, right? You know, do this right, do that. Yes, Dad, I should have been a little lower. Yes, Dad, I should have made. And they already know what mistakes they make. So most of the time, the conversation is, yeah, okay, get this right, fix this, and then we start talking about something else.
It has been awesome to have you tonight. It's awesome you're a grandpa, your papa.
Yes.
It's awesome that you were ahead of your time being a special team savant, and it's just been terrific to have you on a special end this night. Before you go, what do we got to do to beat the Lions? And then one more hammer shot. What do we got to do?
I think we got to come this week ready to rock and ready to dig, because I'm going to tell you what, they can run.
Yes, sir.
And we got to stop the run, because it felt like every running back in the NFL runs hard. Mm-hmm. And the last time I remember we played Detroit, they leaned on us real hard, you know, mm-hmm. until Chris Jones got back. So we need to go ahead.
All right, here we go. We're going to send him into the night. But before we do, It's time for Sunday Night Football against the Detroit City Lions. With Gary Stills, it's time to
put the hammer down,
baby. Thank you, Double Nickel.
Appreciate it, man.
And blessings
anytime
to you and those granddaughters and their grandson coming. Gary Stills, we'll be back to wrap things up after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now, back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Trevor Lawrence at his own 14. Ball will be snapped on the near hash by Robert Hainsey. Right to his numbers in the pocket. Fires a pass, intercepted at the 20-yard line. Trent McDuffie with the pick. And Trevor Lawrence throws the interception. His fifth of the season, and the Chiefs get a takeaway back.
Welcome back as we close out the show tonight. We know Chiefs Kingdom karma, do we not? Snowstorm Sandy knows. Also, Mr. Postman knows. Also, the geeks know and the redcoaters know. They all know. A little Chiefs Kingdom karma. You have him on the show, he gets an interception. He was on last week's show. Anyway, I love this Kingdom bundle. Before we go into the night, make game day easy and please the crowd. With the holidays coming up, come on. The Kingdom Meat Bundle, 4 burgers, 4 pork chops, 4 brats, 4 chicken breasts. Wait for it, just $30. That is huge. What's also huge is here come the Detroit City Lions. And what happened there is what happened here. I think the Lions have become the NFC version of the Chiefs. Here's why. They changed their way of doing business and changed the way they configured their organization. And keep in mind, they've been around now since the 1930s. But we changed when Andy Reid came to a more horizontal structure and direct reports to Clark Hunt. Same with the Ford family. And when they hired Dan Campbell, everybody thought he's crazy. You know, he's going to, like, bite kneecaps and stuff. But when they got general manager Brad Holmes, they had a GM and a coach working hand in glove, just like we have with our scouting staff and our personnel department and Brett Veach with Andy Reid and the coaching staff. And we have seen what that produced. It changed all of our lives. Okay, we're sitting here with 3 Super Bowl champions. We've been in, what, 6 straight AFC championship games. The Lions have done the same. If they didn't have the injuries on defense last year, we would have been playing them in Super Bowl 59 and not the Birds from Philadelphia. So the point is, here they come. But it's actually more than a football game. I think it's a clash on Sunday Night Football of two organizations that changed the way they did business, and they've become two of the top winning teams in the National Football League. You were awesome tonight. Great crowd here tonight in Lee's Summit. Next week, we'll be in Mission. We'll be in Mission after our Sunday night win over the Detroit City Lions. Thanks to Gary Stills. Terrific guest. Thanks to all of you. Thanks to the United States Postal Service and to the great folks here at Hy-Vee and Lee Summit Rice Road and to Shotgun Jackson. Good evening, everybody. Let's beat the Lions.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused,
is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.